I went to our club state just yesterday and just talked to all the coaches and getting to reflect on everything and talk to everyone one last time. I'm really appreciative of everything I've been given and fortunate enough to compete in, race, talk to over the last 4 years.
That was Norman North and future NC State swimmer Aiden Hayes reflecting on his decorated high school career. Today, we take a look back on the All-State Swim Meet, where Hayes couldn't help but find ways to break a few more state records. We're joined by high school sports writer Nick Sardis, who'll give his insight on why Hayes is considered as the best swimmer in state history. I'm James D. Jackson, and this is the Oklahoman Sports Insider.
Yeah, I got you.
So, Nick, recently Hayes won a major award to join an impressive list of swimmers. What is the significance of his recent accolade and what it means for an Oklahoman to win it?
Yeah, so Norman North and Aiden Hayes, he was named the Swimming World's High School Male Swimmer of the Year. And, you know, just a very prestigious award. You know, you look at some of the swimmers who have won this award, some really big names out there, a lot of Olympic gold medalists, like Missy Franklin and Katie Ledecky and Caleb Dressel. So, you know, a long list of, you know, really impressive swimmers that have won this award. So it's definitely a big deal for Aiden.
And you actually got to see Aiden swim this week in the All-State Games. I mean, just what did you see out there? What was his performance like?
Yeah, so at the All-State meet, you know, he began his career, you know, as a freshman, you know, winning state titles and, you know, shattering state records like as a sophomore and all that stuff. And that's how we ended it.
Like, it was just part of a duty to me, all that Oklahoma Swimming has done for me throughout the years. I've been swimming here in Oklahoma for 9 years now.
So at the All-State meet, he broke two All-State meet records, the 50 freestyle and the 100 butterfly, and then he helped one of the relay teams set an All-State meet record as well.
Finishing it off at state was great, and all of them to come here and actually just have fun. I mean, this relay here at the end was electric, a ton of fun. Everybody's here is having a great time.
Yeah, just really, really impressive day for him. Wasn't surprised, but really, really impressive for him.
So you weren't surprised to see him break all these records at the state meet. So obviously you've seen some great things out of him that has you convinced he's one of the best ever. I mean, what are those? What has Aiden Hayes accomplished in his high school career?
Well, the better question is, what hasn't he accomplished? you know, he's pretty much, I mean, he's shattered just a ton of state records. And as a senior in February, he broke two national high school records, so not just state records.
Oh, wow.
National high school records.
It flew by. I was thinking about this just the past few days. You know, I'm very fortunate, all the times and everything, all the records are great, but I do regret not taking it all in over the years. Everything just flew by so fast.
So two of those at the 6A meet in February in Jinx. You know, probably the, you know, so far the best high school swimmer in state history, I would say.
It's been nice to look back at it for sure. Now, I mean, the list of accolades and awards and accomplishments is, you know, he's been really, really blessed and very fortunate, and a lot of things have gone his way, and he's worked really, really hard. As a parent, we couldn't be more proud of, you know, his mom and I. We're really, really, really proud of him. He's worked really hard. He's a good kid.
Yeah, just tons of accolades and records and yeah, just an amazing high school career for him.
So where is he going to college? Which school is going to get the benefit of having him on their roster?
Yeah, so he's going to go to North Carolina State.
What would you say you're most looking forward to in college swimming?
Team environment there and just being around like-minded people.
And he's actually in a pretty unique position because swimming, you know, OU and Oklahoma State, they don't have swimming programs, so you're pretty much forced to leave the state, and he's going to be going, you know, halfway across the country to North Carolina State. But, you know, North Carolina State is, you know, one of the powerhouses in the ACC.
I'm not going to be the biggest fish in the pond for the first time in a long time, which I'm looking really forward to. It's going to be nice to get back to the chase of swimming rather than running away from people and just chasing times all the time. I'll get to race head-to-head with a ton of really, really like-minded great athletes for the next 4 to 5 years.
So it'll be exciting just to kind of watch his development over there. And, you know, he's definitely got big goals, both at the collegiate level, and he's got Olympic aspirations, definitely.
Went to the Olympic trials last month.
Right.
What was that experience like for you? I mean, I'm sure it was
a ton of fun. It was a big learning experience. I didn't have the greatest swims in the world. I didn't have bad swims at all, though. It was enough to put me on the world junior team roster, so I'll go get to compete internationally for the first time here in September. So that'll be a lot of fun. But it was a great experience. I got to race a lot of the top athletes in the world, some who are most likely going to set world records coming up here in the next few days. So big learning experience and a lot of fun.
You kind of mentioned in your article, there's another guy who's attempting to go that route as well. He goes by the name of Max Myers out of Edmond Memorial. Myers and Hayes are going to separate colleges, but they've done pretty well in Oklahoma swimming. What's their connection?
Yeah, so probably the two best swimmers in the class of 2021 in Oklahoma. And, you know, Hayes, he often kind of stood in the way of Myers winning a gold medal, but Myers eventually did win one as a senior.
Well, you know, there's a saying, you know, there's always a bigger boat, you know, there's always going to be a faster swimmer. So you just eventually have to get over it and think, you know, I can see this as an opportunity, because it is going to get tired. It's going to be tiring if you look at it as, oh, this sucks, I'm going to have to race this all over again. Yeah. You can look at it as like, you know, I can't wait to get another opportunity to see if I can sharpen myself and get better.
So Max, he's going to be going to Notre Dame.
Notre Dame is definitely more of a distance school,
yeah.
Like the mile, and they have some incredible milers, but with the 2025 class, we've got three or four really good sprint freestylers that I can't wait to work with. I've been talking to them over the summer. I think it's going to be a group a lot like training with Aiden, where, you know, there may be guys who are faster than me, but I think it'll be a great experience.
Aiden's going to be going to NC State, like we said, so they're going to be in the same conference and, you know, possibly competing against each other. So that'll be, you know, really exciting to watch. And, you know, I know that they became really good friends throughout the years, you know, just from competing against each other. They've trained a little bit together.
The last couple of years especially, we've gotten to be really close. We've gotten to become better friends. And the more we race each other, the more we become familiar. And more than anything, he's pushed me to get faster, because I always look and think, oh, well, if Aiden does this, I think I can work my way around that. And it's always been like a next step, and it's a really good motivator.
So, you know, they're good friends, so it's going to be, you know, exciting to see what both of them do at the next level.
Well, hey, Nick, thanks for joining the podcast. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks for having me.
We'll be right back.
I think for sure he wanted to be supportive of, you know, the sport, and be supportive of high school swimming in Oklahoma. It's been great. He's loved it. It's been something he's wanted to do his whole career. So to be here was a big thing for him. He wanted to be here. It's not he's here because he wants to be here, not because he felt like he had to. He really is very supportive of that.
If you've enjoyed this podcast or the coverage our high school reporters gave over All-State Week, download the Oklahoman app to get your news on the go. Or visit the Oklahoman website and consider subscribing. You may find something that you like. I'm James D. Jackson, and this has been the Oklahoman Sports Insider. We'll talk soon.